Give me 2 eggs. So tomorrow I got nothing.
Do you believe that everybody should be born poor? 1 week of their life. 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
How do you like being at the shelter?
Kind of good. And I like it when we had our own bed, different. And when we get our new house, I'll be so happy when I have my own room.
This may surprise a lot of people, but in the last school year, all of our schools here in Butte County, there's 14 different school districts, identified about 900 students, children and youth who were in homeless situations during the course of the school year.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence.
All right, Guillermo Mash here on behalf of KZFR and the Without a Roof radio program. This is about our fifth week now. We're a weekly show, 5 to 5:30, in front of two great shows, Non-Human Radio and The Real Issue with Sue Hildebrand. But I wanted to do an early and frequent shout-out here at the top of the hour in the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes, to just let folks know that you might be in your car, you might be in your house, you might be somewhere close to the municipal building at 4th and Broadway. This is in the midst of Runaway and Homeless Youth Awareness Month, and a bunch of cool organizations here in Chico that are working with in-risk, at-risk youth are doing a vigil. And that vigil is going to start at 5:30 over at 4th and Broadway. I believe it's going to be right outside the Muni building. And there's some organizations that are really near and dear to my heart that are helping to put that on. School Ties Program out of Butte County Office Ed. They work with folks that are experiencing homelessness or at risk for homelessness in the school system. Past Scholars, shout out Marina Fox and her wonderful husband, Foxy Jeff. But Past Scholars is a program for foster youth and formerly homeless youth that are in our Chico State campus, part of our people that are going to Chico State. And it would just be an amazing thing maybe to replay or get Marina on the phone on the show again so she can kind of explain just how many people are struggling just to be able to eat and find a place to sleep and go to school at the same time. Sixth Street Center for Youth, big shout out to them. I love all the folks over there. They're down there near 6th and Broadway, and they're a drop-in center that provides a whole myriad of services, counseling, and they do some housing as well and jobs program. Another great organization, Stonewall Alliance, is going to be there. And the HEART program, which is under Youth for Change, Homeless Emergency Action Response Team. And Stairways Programming, one of the first places to really embrace the harm reduction model for folks that are chronically homeless living on our streets here in Chico. So once again, that is a vigil that's being put on. I had reached out to Josh Indar to see if he'd come on the show, but he's putting that all together. And I know a lot of people know and love Josh Indar, and anything Josh is involved in is something that's 4-0 and just a wonderful opportunity. Speaking of Josh Indar, I just want to do a forward promo for the next 2 weeks. So we've been doing all month, we've been focusing on runaway and homeless youth. You know, when I was a runaway, there was no such thing as homeless. They came up with that term like 5 or 6 years after that. But next week, there's a cool show. We're going to be doing a pre-recorded interview I did probably this summer. I'm thinking it might have been in the summer with Megan Malloy, who's the program coordinator out of School Ties. She works with Josh Indar with in-risk, at-risk youth in our school systems. And just Shahara Hyatt is actually another social worker. She works with homeless youth, homeless teens during the day, and she created this wonderful, wonderful project called the California Homeless Youth Project that actually focuses on legislation and education around just how crazy, insane it is to be homeless and be young. So it's a wonderful interview. I'm going to be cutting that up, editing it up this week. And then the last show of the month is going to be Josh, man. Josh is going to put the content together, and I always like to see what Josh has puts together. He's done this show a couple of times, and he is a radio personality. Shout out Josh Indar. But what I'm going to be playing here right now is another thing near and dear to my heart. I got a bunch of photos. Cesar from 365 Chico did some wonderful photo shoots of me on Esplanade with some shirts, a shirt. Actually, I didn't change my shirt, but it was Let's Be Better Humans. And this is a program and a project I've followed for years. And I know this person, Cyber Lee. I've spoken with him 3 or 4 or 5 times over the past 2-3 years in regards to giving a face and a voice to homeless folks. And his name's John Linton. And he is the one that's started this whole idea for the Let's Be Better Humans. And you're going to hear about some really, really cool things that he's going to be doing here on the, in the Pacific Northwest, kind of traveling around in a bus, sharing his love for humanity here on People Powered Radio. Guillermo Mash here from the November 16th Without a Roof radio program here on KZFR 90.1 FM, People Powered Radio. My distinct pleasure to be talking with someone that I had a wonderful interview with, John Linton from the I Have a Name Project out of Arizona. And that's a page that he's been managing about 7-8 years now that has over 70-some thousand likes on the page. But with no further ado, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit, John Linton, for our audience and talk a little bit about Let's Be Better Human campaign.
Sure. Well, thanks for inviting me on the show, Guillermo. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and your audience. My name is John Linton. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. I am the founder of an art and advocacy project called I Have a Name. And essentially, as we know, that's, well, as some might know, it's a project that started in an effort to give a voice to those that are living on the street. The Let's Be Better Humans end of things is an outgrowth of that initial effort. It is kind of a, well, it is. It's a more expansive iteration of what began as an effort to help the homeless. And I decided to move the project not away from homelessness, but it occurred to me that, frankly, a lot of things need a voice and a name. And Let's Be Better Humans hopefully will help provide that opportunity.
Yeah, I know John and I talked a couple of weeks ago. He called me middle of the night. We talked a little bit about compassion fatigue, and John had talked about some things that were moving him in a direction. And it was so interesting because it was like a day after John, I had made this post on Facebook to my followers kind of saying the same thing, man. This stuff, I don't know, it's an age-old term, it's hard, but it begins to wear on you. You see so many stories and you're involved in so many people's lives and you see so much pain. You know, what can we do together as a humans to be better humans and to kind of focus our energies elsewhere? So I've kind of shifted gears as well, John Linton. So
it's interesting. You know, you're right, and that conversation wasn't too long ago. And compassion fatigue is, you know, it's I'd heard it kind of thrown around from a lot of people that are working around social causes, and I thought, oh, you know, what exactly is compassion? I can't imagine that's really could happen. And I can tell you that over the years now, it's caught up to me a few times. And, you know, you get worn down, and you give, and you do, and your tank at times can become a little bit, more than a little bit empty. And all too often, especially around the issue, and I don't, you know, whether it's working to cast a light on the issues around homelessness or whatever the concern is, whether it's single mothers that are working 3 jobs for $7 an hour and they're trying to raise their kids, or a woman that's been a survivor of sexual abuse or domestic abuse, no matter the cause, or whether it's veterans. You know, you wear this pain home sometimes like it's your own, and it has a way of catching up to you. And in part, this Let's Be Better Humans, I needed something for myself. I needed to do something that would elevate my spirit. I'd gotten to the point just over the last 60 to 90 days where, you know, I almost just, that was it. I've done this for a number of years, and I don't feel like I need to apologize to anybody for the way that I'm feeling or where I'm currently at in terms of my frame of mind. We've humbly accomplished a few things, and I'd almost had enough. And this Let's Be Better Humans message that I'd created last year at this time, actually, I'd been hashtagging on the page for a couple of years now, Let's Be Better Humans, at the end of a post for the I Have a Name project. Right. And I'd created a shirt that I thought might be interesting in terms of its messaging subject to that hashtag. And I thought, I'll buy a few shirts and maybe we'll create something that's, you know, interesting. as far as the message is concerned. I thought the message was interesting, and I didn't know how people would receive it. So I thought I'll do this shirt. We'll throw this message out in kind of the public space, and if we sell a few shirts, I could buy a Christmas meal for some homeless veterans. And we sold a few shirts, man. So during this period of time that I've had recently where I became, you know, really kind of emotionally bottomed out and out of energy, as I mentioned just minutes ago, I needed something that would elevate my spirits. And this Let's Be Better Humans movement that I hope, effort or initiative that I hope will become a movement was born. So it won't be drilled down just singularly in a singular sense into homelessness. Let's Be Better Humans can mean a lot of things, different things to each and every one of us. So whether it's helping somebody that's on the street, or it's helping somebody with their groceries out of the supermarket that's elderly, we're all in this together, man, this place that we call Earth, this planet that we inhabit. And ultimately, I think we're here to help one another, I hope. To help one another in this walk through an understanding or just living here on this planet. So
where are you at with your campaign?
Where are we at with it right now? Organically, some interesting things have happened just since we've had the occasion to speak. And it's a cute story, man. A woman that owns a holistic school here in Tempe, Arizona. A lady that has followed the I Have a Name project around for a period of time from the standpoint of filmmaking and videography. She's working on hopefully a documentary. She teaches at this holistic school, and she was wearing one of the Let's Be Better Human shirts that I'd done last year. The owner has a sister who works in the bookstore in this school. And she had called me and asked me if she could buy a few shirts for the school. She thought it'd be an interesting thing to offer the students. And I said, sure. So they bought a few shirts, and then the owner of the school saw the shirts. And she called me into her office, called a meeting, and had me into her office a few weeks ago. And she wanted to pay me an adoption fee because she thought that she might create a piece of curriculum that they would offer the students called Let's Be Better Humans, or something loosely shaped around that phrase. And she wanted to do the right thing and pay for the use of that phrasing. And frankly, I said to her, I don't really see any need to, I'm humbled that you want to do this. I don't feel a proprietary kind of ownership around this. It's, it's beautiful that you'd like to do it. Please just adopt it and take it and create that curriculum. And that's lovely. We had an exchange and it went back and forth, and she was insistent. And I was equally argumentative in terms of just wanting to give it to her. And she said, well, what else do you want to do? And I said, I've got a lot of ideas. You know, I'd like to do a film. I'd like to launch a line of merchandise. I'd like to buy a bus and go on essentially a Let's Be Better Humans tour where we'd go to different cities around the West Coast, and where we would hand out Let's Be Better Humans t-shirts on college campuses, interview kids that are on campus, because I think that unfortunately the liability that we've provided them and what we've done to this planet and what we've done culturally and from a societal standpoint, they've got a pretty tough road in front of them, but I have every hope and confidence that these will be these millennial group will be, in my opinion, the generation that heals this planet. Highly idealistic, but I am committed to that belief. So we're going to take this message on the road. We're going to talk to kids on campus. We're going to hand them shirts, and we're going to ask them what being a better human means to them. We're going to capture that content, the effort of creating a documentary, and at the same time, we'll look into those communities that we travel into for evidence of what, whether it's an individual effort or whether it's an organizational effort that exemplifies what being a better human looks like in that community. And we'll also then keeping this to... In keeping this committed to, in some way, to the place that it started, I will, around the issue of homelessness, we're going to do outreach in the cities that we travel into. And Bombas, which is a sock company that has adopted the Tom's Giving model, and that's what we'll do with our merchandise effort as well, that for everything that we sell, we'll give a shirt to the needy. Well, Bombas is a company that for every sock that they sell, they give a sock to those that are in need, and they've committed a couple thousand pair of socks that we'll be able to give to those that are on the street, whether we're in Las Vegas or Los Angeles or San Diego, Tucson, or Phoenix, and we'll so we'll do outreach along the way with water, with socks, and with conversations for folks that are living on the street as well. So that's a lot.
We're going to try to make sure you come to Chico. This is the college town. I was just doing some radio work with Alex Kokonakis. She's a lecturer at Chico State, and I mentioned this project. She saw the shirts. She loves the shirts. And she's like, oh, we need to make sure we can get him set up with speaking arrangements, and maybe he can speak with some of the students on campus. So, I mean, this is exactly what we were talking about in a car driving back from a filming that we did, John Linton.
I'm hopeful that this will resonate with folks. And there's already, ironically enough, the bus is stationary at this point, but I'm thoughtful that, you know, all of us, we strive for, you know, for purpose, for understanding, to hear and to be heard, you know, to see and to be seen. And I'm hoping that Let's Be Better Humans will resonate with people, that this can become, you know, quietly a movement that's just really a reminder and one thing. And it's that we exist, like I said earlier, for one another, and that we might be able to help bring a return to human dignity. It seems to have been lost somewhere, at least in, you know, in recent times. And I hope that we can create, you know, again, it's a lot of poetry, Guillermo, but a revolution in, you know, love and humanity, because that's what it, you know, that's what it's all about. Maybe we can leave the world, each and every one of us, just a little better place than we found it. So it's a big idea, and I'm a bit dreamy, but I won't apologize for being dreamy, you know. And if my head is in a real lofty kind of place, and you know, I've thought, oh my goodness, you know, can this happen? And or is my head just in the clouds with this? Well, I think it's okay to live in that space some days. And
I think they said Kennedy was too dreamy when he said we're going to put a man on the moon. I think he did. Right. If you can put a man on the moon, we can help shape people's dignity and the ability to kind of look at each and every one of us as humans. And I see when I wear those shirts, people react to them. I get reactions. I get people coming up to me. I get people looking at them. I get people smiling. I get thumbs up because I think it resonates. I think it touches a place in everyone's heart where they weren't treated as a human.
Well, yes, you know, and we all have a, you know, each and every one of us, no matter who we are. I mean, we've got a lot of to do just that, to become a better human. We're all human beings with failings and with celebrations, and we can strive to be better, each and every one of us, and that's the idea. I wander a bit, and forgive me, but as I've mentioned, this bus, while it's stationary at present, there's a lot of movement already. It's parked right now near the ASU campus in Tempe, Arizona. And I decided, because we had so many people that were walking by the bus as we were painting this bus recently with this Let's Be Better Humans message, people were curious, you know, what the heck is going on? So you explain it, and once Let's Be Better Humans is on the bus, it requires no more explanation. It's there.
It's there.
It's a declaration that doesn't need any definition.
Nope.
And then you get people walking by and with a peace sign and a hell yes. I've had people now come aboard the bus, and we're going to have people sign the bus as not only a declaration or a pledge that they are embracing not only of this initiative, but they'll adopt the notion of becoming, as each and every one of us, as I said, can. Let's Be Better Humans philosophy. So we've had a lot of signatures on the interior of the bus, and I hope that this bus will look like a magical piece of street graffiti by the time we get back to Phoenix after we embark upon this, you know, maiden voyage here after the first year.
Because that's what I wanted to speak to, because we were talking. I was this young lady, she's 29, But we were talking about the fact that this break is coming up, the holiday break. The colleges won't be back until the middle of January. So, but I was thinking, I mean, there's no reason that we couldn't do some filming around exactly what you just described, John. You could send me some shirts and we can do some filming on Chico State campus here in Chico of people's reactions to Let's Be Better Humans and what they have to say about that.
I would love to do that. Well, I'm looking right now for a shirt sponsor, and I think that we're real close to a few yeses. And as soon as we get, the proper funding, I'll send you a bunch of shirts that you can hand out. Because the sooner this message really gets on kind of the backs of people, you become a walking ambassador [S2] Yep. [S1] For a message that's really important for people to see, and then also take action around. I mean, from the I Have a Name project that, you know, when I've had the shirts there for a year now, and I've at different times made them available for purchase, and the interesting thing that I've experienced is that I thank each and every person that has made a purchase, but I ask them to send me a sentence about what being a better human means, and it's been amazing to see what that has provided. And folks have started backpack drives in their communities. They've gone out and fed the homeless. They've gone and visited the hospitals and spent time with veterans. There were a group of kids, some high school kids, that actually did some gardening in the cemetery. Just some really remarkable things. So I'm excited to see how this will unfold. It's exciting, and at the same time, a little bit scary, because there is this big unknown that's out there. But, life's full of mysteries, and we'll see what happens.
Thank goodness, too. Some of my best experiences have been mysteries.
they have, and I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged to see, Ann Cabano, who's been following the I Have a Name project around now for a little bit with a camera. I think some of the unscripted moments that we've had have been the magic. Last year when we made our way to San Francisco, I had a Christmas tree on top of the truck, and the intention was, to deliver that Christmas tree to someone that was in need or out on Skid Row, and we got turned around in San Francisco, and I went under an underpass, and there was an encampment there with five men that were sleeping outside and making a home underneath the freeway, and I was lost, and I saw them, and we stopped the car and delivered a Christmas tree to some men that were really surprised that somebody had stopped to give a Christmas gift to some men that were it was just magic.
Being a better human, man. Being a better human is certainly magical. Right. We're talking with John Linton. We're just about ready to wrap up, but I'm going to start doing some legwork here and talking to some folks that are excited about the shirts, that know your project, and see what we can do about putting something together on the campus for when they get back from the break, man.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
We're going to do it. Really lovely. There's no question. I'm not going to say this on the radio without doing it. We're going to do it. Well, so I got some ideas around it. We can talk a little bit offline. So maybe if you can end with 30 seconds, maybe a couple of those sentences of people. Do you remember a few that you could just read to our audience? The people have said what it means to be a better human, John Linton?
Well, we had an event here in Phoenix on Friday night, and a filmmaker here in town at an eatery in Phoenix, we decided to interview folks and asked people to come out and drew people in that were off the street. And we asked that very question to about 85 folks that were in Phoenix, Arizona on a Friday evening, some that were aware of what we were doing and many that were not. And what I can tell you, by and large, I mean, there were a lot of responses, but underneath it all, I mean, there was one common thread that ran through it. It was just, it's a four-letter word called love. That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
All right, John Linton, I can't wait. Man, we're going to get you to come to Chico. We're going to get this to happen, man. I want to give John Linton a hug, man. These cyber hugs, everyone talks about cyber hugs, but ain't nothing like a real hug, is there?
No, there is not. No.
All right, my friend.
I appreciate your time tonight. I really do.
Yeah, same here. It's always a highlight to be able to talk with someone that has a beautiful heart as John Linton and the followers of John Linton's I Have a Name project. Look them up. They're a Facebook page. And I think you've probably got a prominent click button on your page for your shirts, right?
You know, you can go to the Instagram page, which is the I Have a Name project. And in the profile there on Instagram, there's a link and there's an Etsy store that I created that has the shirts on it presently. So you can find it on Etsy.
Blessings to you, John Linton.
Always.
Peace out.